Daniels. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 23, 1903. Dear Brother Daniels, your letter was received a few days ago. For several reasons, I decided not to reply and had written you to this effect, but will not send the letter now. Dr. Kellogg has just telegraphed me to write something in regard to raising means for the purchase of a sanitarium property in England. When I received the message, I said to myself decidedly, "No, I have done enough begging, and besides, I do not feel well enough to write now." But a voice seemed to speak to me, "Take your pen and write. I will help you." I obeyed and wrote an urgent appeal for means to establish a medical institution in England. I am now having this appeal copied and will send a copy to you. I have also just written something in regard to the way in which our cities in America have been passed by and neglected, cities in which the truth has not been proclaimed. The message must be given to the thousands of foreigners living in these cities in the home field. I have not admired your wisdom, nor the wisdom of those who have so little burden to take up the work that the Lord has for years been keeping before me, the work of giving the message of present truth in the southern states. Few have felt that upon them rested the responsibility of taking hold of this work. Our people have failed to enter new territory and to work the cities in the south. Over and over again, the Lord has presented the needs of this field without any special results. And when I passed through my recent experiences in connection with the southern work, I felt as if I could no longer bear the burden of this work. I thought that if men would continue to do as they had done, I would let matters drift and let those who have so much confidence in their own plans go on as they chose to go. I intended merely to pray that the Lord would have mercy upon the ignorant and those who are out of the way. But the Lord has a controversy with our ministers and people, and I must speak, placing upon them the burden of the southern work and of the cities of our land. Who feels heavily burdened to see the message proclaimed in Greater New York and in the many other cities as yet unworked? All the means that can be gathered up is not to be sent from America to distant lands, while there exists in the home field a dearth of means and of laborers. Much remains to be done within the shadow of our doors, in the cities of California, New York, and many other states. I am sick at heart, but I will say no more upon this point, for I fear that if I were to write more, it could not be copied in time for the mail. Yesterday, the question as to where the General Conference should be held was brought before me, and an urgent petition was made that it be held in Healdsburg. The Healdsburg Church say that they will entertain the delegates free of charge, and they are very anxious that the meeting be held there. I did not know till recently that they thought they would be able to entertain the delegates, but they say that they can do this, and they wish me to use my influence to have the meeting held there. Seeing that the church is willing to entertain the delegates free of charge, would it not be better to hold the conference in Healdsburg instead of in Oakland? The meeting will not be as large as the last general conference, and I think that perhaps Healdsburg would be a more favorable place than Oakland. But I merely present the earnest petition of the Healdsburg Church, as I was requested to tell you of their great desire that the meeting be held in that place. For myself, I have little to say about where the conference should be held, for it is a question with me whether I shall attend at all. I have been, and I am still, carrying very heavy burdens, and I want no more. My soul is sick and discouraged at the outlook. I will say no more. Only I cannot see why, since Healdsburg pleads so hard for the conference, it cannot be held there. I know that it would be very difficult to find accommodation for all the delegates in Oakland, for every nook and corner seems to be filled. Please understand that in referring to this matter, I am speaking for others, not for myself, for I do not expect to attend the conference.